Okay, have your seat. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14, before we sleep tonight. I just have a charge. Be faithful. Hallelujah. Be faithful. One look at things to be faithful with. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. From verse 13, Paul says to Timothy, in fact, let me start from 12. For which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded I is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Then he says to Timothy, hold fast that form, or the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. I want us to take verse 14 together. That good thing which was committed unto thee by the Holy Ghost, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwells in us. He says to keep. We need to realize that we are stewards of God. Ministry and service is not salvation. We are stewards of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1 say we are stewards of the mysteries of God. It is required of his steward that a man be faithful. So as believers, children of God, as we grow in the Lord and grow in his service, we need to know our responsibilities and know them very well. When you see a believer who has no responsibility, apart from the fact that you have an irresponsible believer, you have a believer that can never live for God. Living for the Lord is a responsibility. Paul writing, he says, we live unto him who died for us. 2 Corinthians 5, 15. We live unto him. We don't live to ourselves, but we live unto him who died for us, or gave himself for us. Who died and rose again. We live not unto ourselves, unto him who died and rose again. So we live unto him. It becomes our utmost desire to do what pleases him. And so he writes to Timothy and tell him things like, stir up the gifts. 2 Timothy 1:6. Neglect not the gift. 1 Timothy 4:14. I have said it many times, the life of a minister is in the instructions that he keeps. See. You know, it's like when we were in university and we had medical students and you knew the importance of what they were studying and the kind of tests that they will have. If they say we have tests, for example, in the faculty of law, they'll tell us we have this test, maybe, and you know, just read up and all that. But you see these guys, a simple test. They'll be doing vigil. You know? Why? Because that is what it demands. It will not be very funny. This is not to play down any course or degree, but you now find a guy studying theater arts. And he's not having time to be watching football, playing around. And then you copy the person. You know, you need prayers. Because there's nothing wrong in partying as he has done. If he has time. And what, but you have to realize what he does. And it goes also for you as a believer. You know what is committed to your trust. Number one, I cannot in any way relate closely with a believer who is not responsible for people's lives. Because you see, whatever stays long around you will get into you. It's not difficult to change persuasion. Just hear something long enough. If it stays around you, it will get into you. Very fine. So, we'll talk about that shortly. To keep, we have a responsibility to keep. To keep. It says to Timothy, the same person whom we said earlier on, was one of, in fact, there's hardly a letter of Paul that Timothy is not mentioned. Yet, he gives him instructions like Timothy is a new convert. How can you be telling Timothy, take it to yourself, endure, give yourself to prayers, meditate upon these things, then he says, beware, stay away. Then he's telling Timothy things about relationships. And you think that, and history has it, that when he wrote Timothy, I'm going to refer to that later, it was 14 years after that Acts 16 experience. So that means that we can say that Timothy must have been in ministry at least 14 years. But you know what? You don't outgrow the basics. The moment those simple things are not basic again for you, something has gone wrong. He just said, told him simple things. Stay away. Things you'll have told, but when you were going to boarding house, when I was going to boarding house, I was told, know the children of whom you are. Don't join bad gang. And he's now saying that to somebody who had been in ministry at least 14 years. You almost feel that. Why? Because you don't outgrow the basics. And you know, if you want to live in a lie, you can look for every excuse for it. You don't outgrow the basics. I see people today, of course, I also do my best to walk in obedience to the Lord, but I see people today who will tell me, I wish I listened to you 20 years ago. But 20 years is a long time. It's a long time, oh. There's nothing God cannot do. There's nothing He cannot do. But the truth is, 20 years is a long time. And you know, one day can become 1 year. Don't worry, by next year I'll get it right. 2 years. People say things like that and they never recover. I remember Tox telling me this years back when I said, you know, the guy just needs some time out. He just said this very, very simply. He said, look, I've not seen anybody who has done that thing and recovered. And I've watched it over the... You know, there's some things, it's not word of knowledge. It's just something you have seen. Basic. Sometimes, we just leave out those basics. A day without prayer, 2 days, 3 days, then you give excuses. It's what I do now. It's because of my job. It's, you know, and all that. A day without study of God's word, and all that. Of course, you miss church, you miss meetings, you miss the fellowship of believers, and you really don't feel bad. I said this years ago, I don't know if you remember. I said, if you miss a service, I think we had no sciences committee when I said it. I said, if you miss a meeting and you don't feel anyhow about it, something fundamental is wrong. Because you see people who the first meetings they will come for, they will almost be crying. Ah, I didn't know this one existed. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh God. Ah, somebody told me 1 year back. He said, can't we have this World Changers Conference every month? The person will not come the next year. I said, you can have it. I won't come. But he come the next year. You know? Why? You got your priorities wrong. As you step out by Friday back to wherever you came from, just know that the people you are going to talk to did not come to this conference. So they expect people will just be staring you up. Staring you up. It won't happen like that, though. It won't happen like that. Stir you up, you know, it won't happen like that. Very likely, 2/3 of people that you meet will pour cold water on you. It's not a prophecy, it's a fact. So, it's advisable that you are ready for that. So it's keep by the Holy Ghost. That's what I say, keep by the Holy Ghost. You have to. So I want to give us a few things you have to be faithful with. Be faithful. So I say faithful. Do you know faithfulness is why Christ died for our sins? Faithfulness is an integral part of Christian living. It's required of a steward that a man be found faithful. I told you before, faithfulness is never in the past. There's nothing called he was faithful. Faithfulness is what you are doing now. Be faithful. The first thing you should be faithful about, be faithful about your personal Christian life. The basics. Be faithful about those basic things. Prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Be faithful with that. Romans 12:12. Be instant in prayer. Colossians 4, 2 and 3. Continue in prayer. Ephesians 6:18. Praying always. You already see that. So, that demands faithfulness. You have to be faithful about such instructions. Be faithful. Knowing how to pray does not mean you are prayed. Studying a book on prayer does not mean you are prayed. Prayer is one of those things that is not what you know, is what you are doing. In fact, being involved in putting together a book on prayer does not mean you are praying. Let me add another one. Calling people at 4:30 to pray does not mean you are praying. You must be faithful about with it. You see, hear me. Never, you see, thank God for people around us. But you see, you need to start doing things because that's what you ought to do. I remember the first time that as a younger Christian, the ministry we belong to then would take us to the Fidity. We would pray. We prayed all day. We would fast. We would hear the word and all that. In fact, it was at those retreats that I just discovered that if you want to see people the way they really are, in their phenerosis, take them to an all-day prayer, no makeup, no effigy, you see people. So they will not tell me to come out early in the morning. This is very funny. I will pray. So I thought we're doing fine. In fact, I remember myself and some of my friends, we challenged ourselves to pray. To pray maybe a few hours. Of course, he did more. Myself, I think Femi or Shisoya, I told you, we prayed, and I think somebody else, we prayed, and you know, we did all that. But all of a sudden, I now joined a ministry. Actually, Rema Chapel. I was now attending on campus. I was attending campus worship. So I joined the prayer department. So they said we should go for. Of course, I was immediately they made me like the secretary. And so we were praying, doing all that. They said there's one prayer retreat at Enyen Koni. That's how I went. I didn't know what it was about. I just thought it was a prayer meeting. We just pray all day, and then you know we rest in the evening and. Bless the Lord in the evening. Normal thing. You start in the morning, latest by evening at least, and there should be breaks in the middle. Like play. You see, it was stretching. A whole day was now passing like this. I told myself. So I started reasoning why I should leave. That after all, I didn't know. If I knew, I would have prepared. You know, you start arguing with yourself. It's true. I mean, you should have told us now. And by the way, how is the bed like that? You should have told. And I was already telling myself how I was going to leave. I was seeing myself at the gate. In the valley gathered appearance, I saw myself at the gate. So, as I was trying to leave, I now said, who is this praying for? What are you doing? There's nobody. If you stay here, all the better for you. If you go, you have gone. I thought about it. I have this simple principle also. I just said, but these people are not dying now. I think like that. I said, but these are human beings now. They are praying. Of course. You know, I just said, if these ones can pray, I can pray. I said, Mosu, it's good. So I convinced myself back. And I stayed. I would pray and pray and pray and pray. They now gave us a short break. That we should sleep on a bed, two of us on the same bed. That's how one guy was now having body no prayer. I said, this one, that one. I just left the guy and said, Abba, this one, that one. You are still catching body. Tell your own body, my guy. But you know what? That is why we are here today. You may not know who you are saving by that obedience. It is that day that I did not turn back that made World Changers Conference possible. About 24 years ago. It's that day. If I had turned back, maybe today, I would have been mocking those who pray like this. Because you know, when disobedience sets in, after a while, you now become offensive. You now start mocking people. The problem is that you are battling guilt. Is that what you ought to be doing, you are not doing it. So when you see people doing it, you now begin to mock them. It's guilt. It's guilt. So the obedience, one person's obedience can save a whole nation. So look at that, your obedience as important unto others. In fact, when I got back, we were going to do that after the conference. I met some of my guys. We had a Oriu College. I met them around 4. We prayed till 11. I just put the fire on all of them. And we put, bro, blessing God. I said, take banner. Take banner. It's not important. So that obedience eventually saves others. So, the basics. Don't joke with it. Those basic things. Don't trivialize them. Prayer. Praying always. Why would you join a church where they pray once a month? Do you know what that means? You should know. Why would you join a church they pray on WhatsApp? I don't know. Yeah, see? So we are praying now. Lagaga. Legege. You shouldn't do that. I know in church that they pray, they say, we are going to have our prayer meeting November 14, and they print flyer. You should know you don't belong there. You know, that's already, the fact that you are comfortable there shows something is missing. Be faithful with those basic things. Be faithful waking up to pray. And when you miss it, be faithful taking another time to recover the time you lost. Be faithful. See, faithfulness is not what you do when your pastor is there. Faithfulness is you doing it when he's there and when he's not there. So, be faithful. See your prayer life as an obedience that somebody somewhere needs. I tell our church leaders and workers, that when you see what the Spirit of God is doing in the earth through our efforts by the power of God, I said that is the result of prayer. And then it tells you how you should pray more. You pray more. More work, more prayer. Anything that does not require prayer is not the ministry of Jesus Christ. Anything that does not require prayer is not the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't ever forget that. So be faithful with prayer. Be faithful with what?
Prayer.
Be faithful with listening to God's word. That personal Christian life. Listening to God's word. Listening to God's word. There are some things that I have not broken. I'm not saying this to boast. If I do it, it's Christ Jesus. In about 23 years, I always do it. Sometimes I'm not enjoying it like that, but I just do it, and I now get to enjoy it. You see, there's something you just keep as a tradition. Be faithful with those things that are important in your Christian life. Faithful. Listening to God's word as you always do. Sometimes when you are missed the time out, you now take some time, you go somewhere and you listen. I mean, don't break that rule. Be faithful. I remember one illustration, I think it was Reverend Paul Ginod who gave years ago. I didn't even know the implication of the later years. He said that what sinks a ship oftentimes are, you know, the entrance of water small until it sinks it. That sometimes for believers, there are just little permissions here and there. I didn't even know the implication of it later. So sometimes are those little permissions you give. Be faithful with your personal Christian life. Be faithful going to church and go there on time. Now you go to service late and it doesn't bother you. You claim you went to pick people for church. Mm-mm. That's not good enough. As a member of churches that I've attended in my life, I've never been late. And I would take people, I used to take people in buses to meetings, and I wouldn't get there late. So, the fact that you get late to church and you don't feel it is not good. Be faithful with those basic things. Be faithful. Wake up and pray. Study. Those basic things in your personal Christian experience. That's the first thing. Be faithful with your personal Christian walk. Number two, be faithful with men either under you, given to you by the Lord, or men over you. See, 75% of Christian living is relationships. If you get it wrong in relationships, you can't get it right. Relationships. What keeps you busy as a believer has to be lives. Lives. So, God will bring you into relationship. Listen carefully. That relationship is not just people that are over you, they are also people that you are over. Look at Paul and Timothy. It's a relationship that was definitely supernatural. It didn't happen by the clouds opening or the thunder strike. It just happened by Paul going somewhere and he says, look, I need a young man. He said, ah, there's this guy. Very faithful in study group, very faithful in prayer group, very faithful in evangelism and follow-up, wonderful young man and all that, has good report, you know, he doesn't go on Facebook to write what he doesn't understand. He doesn't jump all over the place. He's not trying to, you know, just this is a young guy with good report. And Paul just said, I love him. And took him. He didn't know his parents, he didn't know him. And then took him. But look at how that relationship blossomed. And obviously, Paul was faithful with it. Faithful with it. And Timothy was also faithful. Because another thing is for you to have somebody that can help you. The other thing for you to want the help. Was faithful. Be faithful with relationships. Don't forget, by my observation, and you can see it from God's word, 75% of the Christian life, that is how you will do well, will be people around you. If you keep cold people around you, you eventually be cold. You put lackadaisical people around you, same thing. Remember I told a fellow one time, I said, I can't be your friend again. I said, I can't be your friend again now. A dear sister, I told you the story of that brother who traveled to UAE. I didn't tell you the B part, UAE, and then he began to give the reasons why a church he started, he can't continue. So he had a damsel he kept in Nigeria to the day of the appointed day. That one now found out what he did and told him plain point blank, we cannot get married. So he rushed to Nigeria, saw me, because the dream had been a while, and he said, please, sir, help me out. I want you to talk to this girl. I said, okay, I'll talk to her. So he took me in his car, we went to the damsel's place. And we got there, I said, can you leave us alone? He said, yes. So he stayed outside. So I said, what happened? She said, sir, a man that can abandon ministry, I can't marry him. I said, you're a great man. Correct, babe. I said, thank you, sir. So I went outside. He said, how is it? I said, let's go. Everything will be fine. Everything will be fine. Because it has to be fine. You will not go and cobalize that damsel. So as we got into his car, that was how I learned this song. Just started singing song. You are the love of my life. I don't know who he was singing it for. I won't trade you for silver and gold. I said, you better go and take your silver and gold. This one is gone. She was just wise. Of course, the guy was making a lot of money. I told you how much he was earning. Even in today's day, if he still earns that, he can marry at the drop of a hat. But the damsel, who probably then was doing a job that wasn't paying that much, said no. Why? Because it's a universal principle in scripture. You can't rise above the relationships around you. Don't forget that. So be faithful with the ones the Lord gives to you. Be faithful. Be faithful. And that doesn't mean that there won't be. I don't think Paul and Timothy had such an excellent relationship that everything Paul said, Timothy liked it. Everything Timothy, no. But faithfulness is, I rate the reason for our relationship above any other thing. That's faithfulness. God will always bring men around you, and the men will never be perfect. They're just human beings. Beings, literally. So always be faithful. Be faithful with those relationships. Be faithful. There are people you know by the Holy Ghost. There are people you know by practice. There are people you know just by your growth. Thank God for this person. And you are faithful. A guy told me, why did I unfriend him on Facebook? I said, you are even grateful I didn't block you. I said, the first time you wrote about Kenneth Hagin, you said many things and you posted stuff. I said, I told you that what you're writing is wrong. He said, no, we should not be biased or something. We should say everything. I said, well, true, I have to be biased. So when he wrote another thing, I just removed him. He said, why? I said, you see, whether right or wrong, I don't want to read anything negative. You don't get it. I'm not trying to judge what you are saying. You are getting me wrong. It's not up for judgment. I say, if you go to my history, do you know why I am in the ministry? It's Kenneth Hagin. You now want me to hear gist? Gist? No. I have to preserve that. I don't want anything that I will hear, that when I'm hearing him, I'm second guessing what he's saying. No, I won't do that. That's being faithful. Being faithful. Being faithful. Because you're a human being. If you hear something, you think about it. Even if you're a robot, you will think about it. And what I need about you is what you have to bless me. I don't have a reason to give my attention something else. I have to be faithful with those relationships. You know, all of us have sentiments. There's nobody that doesn't have sentiments. Someone say, no, there's nothing wrong. See, you have to be. I said, if somebody, okay, abuses your father and is planning to physically destroy your father, I say, well, I don't have to make him an enemy. That is my father's problem. We should go and do DNA. You get my point? Because something is wrong. You don't talk like that as a human being. No, forget believer. That's not proper reasoning. That's not proper reasoning. Paul said to Timothy, he said, Alexander the coppersmith has done me much evil. He also opposed our message. He said, I'm saying this so that you are careful for him. Jesus told the disciples, he said, look, if they have hated me, they will what? Hate you too. For a servant cannot be above his master. So don't use that kind of logic. Be faithful with relationships. Be faithful. Keep them. 75%, I'm saying it again, of what you are as a believer is based on people. Some people gave you books, you read it. Some people took you to meetings, you were blessed. It's always relationships around you. There was never a time an angel carried you and said, let's go. Because people, faithful people, that could call you and say, I noticed you've not been in prayer meetings. That's relationship. I just noticed. A friend can actually tell you that the way you shared the word today was different. It doesn't have the kind of fire you used to have. That is a friend. That's a friend. Those are relationships you should keep. You've not been studying God's word. You've not been studying God's word. You're not as vibrant. I don't see you even talk about, the things you are doing for the Lord before. Say, no, I'll get back on it. A friend will say, that is a friend. Be faithful with such relationships. Number three. Now, I'm saying this to a lot of us who are pastors and young men like I am. Be faithful with the youth. I'm saying this by instruction. Be faithful with the youth. Youth. Y-O-U-T-H. Be faithful. It's very easy to despise young people when they show up in your meetings, in your ministry. And we're now in a dangerous age of social media where people take pictures of when they are praying. Say, I'm praying. La gaga. Logo. So, a lot of things will come at you. You will now see somebody now post the pictures of his church car park. Your own is not an issue of car park. There's even no car to park anywhere. It's easy, particularly when your heart is not contrite. You will get to your fellowship or your cell meeting or your secondary school after the next day and you'll be discouraged when you see the people that came and they are asking for money to take transport. You almost feel, this is not the will of God. I can't even take pictures of these ones and show it even to the devil. So there's that tendency. One thing you have to know and check the ministry of Jesus and the apostles is that initially the people that will be around you in ministry are people either your age grade or just younger or far younger than you. It's just a normal trend. It's a normal trend. Because at that initial stage of ministry, you are being proven. So naturally, people younger than you will want to listen to you. People older than you will want to watch who is listening to you and what you are really saying after a while. So it shouldn't be strange to you. You have young people. Be faithful with the youth. The ministry of Jesus, that's God in man, was constituted by very young people. We have very plausible history, for example, that John, the beloved, died at AD 96, which implied that he lived 66 years after Jesus, was crucified, and stuff like that. It therefore implied that when he was chosen, he was a teenager. Imagine that. A teenager. And Jesus was faithful with those folks. Very faithful. Many of them were very young. Though, in Jewish culture, the age of following a rabbi was between 12 and 18. So it was therefore proper to see them following Jesus. 12. You see John, who, you know, was obviously very young. His mom still came around and things like that. So most debatable history say that most of those guys were either in their late teens. Some of them were arguing about 14 and then early 20s. But you know what? Jesus never despised them. Today, they are the pillars of Christianity. A man of God is a man of vision. A woman of God is a woman of vision. Be faithful with young people. Much of them, their entire future is in your hands. Jesus took fishermen and they became apostles. And today, whoever was the richest fisherman in those days, do you know him? You will never know him. Whoever was their classmate in school, do you know them? But you know these guys. Why? Somebody decided to invest his life in them. Be faithful with young people. Do you know, it's so strange today that we do youth fellowship. I just told you, disciples of Jesus were those youths you are talking about. And he mentored them, taught them, and groomed them till they became the pillars of the faith. Of course, what do they call youth fellowship today? Teens fellowship? A place where they will express dancing, you know, do suya night, you know, jump all over the place like misguided missiles. I told a man of God one time, I said, why are you doing this for teenagers? Was that how you were groomed? He said, no. He said, but people of nowadays, I said, don't like people of nowadays. Be faithful. There is no better time to groom somebody in the world than when he's young. Be faithful. If you are handling secondary school, primary school, whatever, be faithful. Teach the word. Preach the word. Mentor. Pastor, be faithful. Paul met Timothy. It's argued that Timothy was 16. In Acts 16. And when Paul wrote the first letter, it was 14 years after. So can you imagine staying with a teenager for 14 years? 14. 14. Paul obviously was faithful to that young man. Today, you know you can't teach faithfulness without mentioning Timothy. You can't teach it. How do you want? Who are you going to quote? Well, you mention ministry. In fact, you can't give ministry instructions without mentioning Timothy. There was one time somebody was quoting, "Let no man despise their youth for dance drama." I said the person it was written to, was it to dance? Too bad. Be faithful with young people. Teach them the word. Groom them. See the future as they grow into spiritual stalwarts. Don't try to imitate other churches. I'm not saying other churches like that, but you start to see some people, but you know, some people they have the cream de la cream of society. They have the, somebody told me, he said, you know, I wanted to stay in your church, you know, but I just discovered the length of the service is too long. You know, he said, we're all seated somehow, but there's no time for me to spread my leg. I'm an upwardly mobile guy. I said, don't come again. He said, no, I would love to. I said, don't come again. Nonsense. Who are you for me for? When you have a problem and you go to Rioke, you don't even have leg room. You know? I said, so, you know, I'm just thinking of people like me who are in that, you know, class of, I said, don't come. Don't you get? Don't come. Someone told me, you know, I just think, you know, the AC in the church, It's not blowing. I said, did you buy one? We didn't use it. Did you buy one and we didn't use it? He said, no. So who should buy it? The body of Christ. Bring it, we'll install it. Nonsense. You have passed that level. You can't threaten me with attendance. Go! How many people have AC in the house? Even on their streets. Now sit down. If you are feeling heat, blow. Just hear the word and move on. When we have money, we'll buy another one. But if you bring one, we'll install it. Amen? Yes. Don't be unfaithful with the youth. Be faithful. Teach them the word. See what Jesus did. He taught them ministry like ministry. He did not water down anything he was telling them. When in Acts 4:13, he took knowledge of the fact that they have been with Jesus. It's lack of having faith in young people that you're teaching them nonsense. Teach them the word. We began Fortress Mission. Fortress like 21 years ago. And I said to them, we will never do career talk. Because we are not anointed guidance counselors. We will never do it. A dear friend of mine, he said somebody came to me and said, I saw anointing cast people at OLA. He said they were doing HIV screening. They were doing, he said, anointing cast. He said, never. He said, I didn't allow the guidelines. They never. If you say they were doing word and spirit, I said, that's the guy. This was 1999. I said, we can't do it. We can't. There are no people who are doing what you are trying to do. And you can't even do it like they can do it. Your own will just be quoting scriptures stupidly. They don't need scriptures. They will do facts, data, and they will achieve their result. You just appear like a lost sheep. Faithful with the youth. Don't, if somebody comes to your church and is a young man, don't say, God, who have I offended? I'm looking for a guy that will roll the car keys. And say, I love the word. A friend of mine was my junior in school. He told me how he went for evangelism. And he brought people. It was in Lekki area. He brought a lot of people to church. And the pastor said, who are you bringing? Who are these ones? They are not quality souls. He said, how much can this one give to the ministry? He said, go out again and bring quality souls. Please, what is a quality soul? It has NAFDAC number. Be faithful with the youth. Don't let your eyes be attracted to other churches because of their car park or their toilet. People post toilet now. Toilet. For me, people post children's church. The kids are learning. That shows they are not learning anything. Some will post the kind of keyboard they use. I don't understand that. Is that part of the body? Be faithful with the youth. I added that to what I want to say because I'm instructed to say that to you. Be faithful with young people. Don't despise. Don't think you're not in the ministry because most people that come for your ministry are teenagers. You are in the ministry. Amen? So people that have grandpas are not even in the ministry. They are managers of habits and emotions and sentiments. You will make it. Is that a pastor? You will make it. That's not a pastor. That's a politician. That's not a pastor. Amen. See, I'm a man sent from God. I'm faithful. With the call of God upon my life. Of course, I will add this again. Be faithful with relationships. I think I've mixed it up. Be faithful with relationships. faithful, keep them. I'm probably emphasizing those that you teach. Be faithful. Even Jesus came back to his backsliding folks and he was faithful to them. Be faithful. Don't substitute people like numbers. Let people's lives matter. Faithful with relationships. Keep relationships. Learn to keep relationships. Be faithful. Those who are under you, Lord has given to you, they'll go through different phases in life. Be faithful. Of course, you can't force some people, you know, but be available well enough to be faithful. Number five, I think, be faithful with prophecies and instructions. Be faithful with prophecies and instructions. 1 Timothy 1:18. Prophets have gone before you that you with them will wage a good warfare. Be faithful with prophecies and instructions. Learn to write them down. And when you write them down, learn to use them. When you start hearing prophecies about distraction, if you hear it over and over again, it means you were not listening. Many times when you hear something over and over again, you're not listening. And some of us, we can get so proud. Because you yourself, you are coming out now to give word to people. You despise when you are told. You probably even think you're not the person they're talking about. Be faithful with prophecies. Be faithful with instructions. Write them down. Carry them out. Be faithful. Keep it. Six, be faithful with the word. Be faithful with the preaching of the word. The message of the gospel. Be faithful. Keep it. No matter who is not listening and who is listening, teach the word. Be faithful with it. Don't compromise the word because of opportunities and selfish gain. Don't do that. Don't do that. The guy invited me one time. He said, "Oh, I want you to raise money, sir." I said, "Raise us 18 million. So we'll give you 6 million out of it." I said, "The next time you see my number, don't speak it again." He said, "Never." I said, "No, sir, don't worry, sir. There's no issue. I said, no. Don't, if you see my number, it's a mistake. Don't call me again. Because such a fellow wants you to come and compromise what you are preaching. Be faithful with the message. No matter who is against it, preach the word. Paul said to Timothy, preach the word. 2 Timothy 4:2, be instant in season and out of season. Preach the word. You must have an unapologetic approach to God's word, that you will be faithful. A preacher told me, he said, "I was about to even send some money to your ministry. I even wanted to invite you for a conference." And he did a funny thing. He now invited somebody that was close to me. He said, I was thinking about it, but say, "I know you. When you come, you may say some things." I said, "Don't bother inviting." "You think I will not say?" "Ah, don't worry, and I won't say those things." So I said, "I will say them. I will say them." Be faithful with the word. Some of us who are claiming to be people of the world, we don't even stay long enough for what we believe to be well believed and for others to believe it. Jumping from place to place. Some people have now become, in those days in deeper life, we used to call it religious modernizers. You've never heard it before, have you? You are blessed. If I give you the sermon on religious modernizers, you run out of this place. So a lady heard it. She took all her jewelry and put it inside pit latrine. She was my friend, though. When you hear religious modernizers, I say, phrase, so. the entire day, she just used to pick Latin and dropped everything inside. She's wearing it again, but not from the pit anyway. So, be faithful with the message. Don't, because of opportunities, you know, stay with the message. Don't try to see. Don't try to. Some people try to say, they call it balance. It's not just balance, it's Balaam. Saying, you know, somehow. Someone say, "I think you are saying the same thing." I said, "You are not listening very well. There's something wrong with your hearing." is not the same thing. You only want to be friends with everybody. I have not signed a friendship agreement with everybody. Preach the word. What you don't know is this. Many people who will oppose, if it's the truth, though, they will eventually listen. If it's the truth, it cannot be overcome. It can't be overcome. A preacher of the gospel should be able to sleep at night knowing that what he teaches is God's word. I have never been bothered that maybe I twisted scripture to deceive people. I've never in my life done it before. I don't even have the heart. So, you should be able to sleep overnight. I thought God's word. I'm not twisting it. I'm not trying to get a result from it. Be faithful with the word. Never be afraid of the consequences of reading the Bible properly. Don't be afraid. Take it the way it is. Believe it. I've signed on for Jesus that if I now discover by God's word that all men who are born again are going to hell, I will say it with the same gravity that I preach every other thing today. That's the point. There's no be faithful with the word. Finally, be faithful with your ministry. Be faithful with it. Colossians 4:17. Say to Archippus, the ministry you are receiving in the Lord, say to it, play for me, that you fulfill it. Be faithful. One, be faithful with your personal devotion, your personal Christian walk. Be faithful with those over you and those under you. Be faithful with the youth. Have time for young people. Take their questions. Teach them the word. And be proud of what you are doing. Be excited about it. That you are seeing young boys, young girls growing up in the Lord. They will have their challenges. They will be exuberant. Some of them will, you know, have youthful excesses. But that's why you are there. Be faithful with the youth. Faithful with relationships. Make sure that you are keeping them well. Because you are the relationship you keep. Never forget that. Be faithful with the word. Make sure you are not preaching for gain. Make sure you are not preaching for popularity. Be faithful with the word. When I'm invited to preach, and they give me a theme. Someone say, this theme, this is what we thought. I said, too bad. In fact, somebody reminded me at one meeting I came for. No, the person is even here now. Another person now. That his wife reminded him that I came to preach in their school, 2003, I think. And the theme was, my change has come. You've heard that story before. The person is here. My change has come. And I saw their thing. They had put Job 14:14. 2 Corinthians 3:8. And I told them on the pulpit, I said, this is your thing. And this is your text. It's wrong. It's not scriptural. In their conference. That's why he still remembers you today. That's impact. You remember? The man of God is here. He was in Ibadan. Ibadan bully. I told them, I said, you know, I called the national community. I said, look, where did you get this thing from? And I said, is this guy mad? Of course, I won't say it that way today. But I said it in a way that they will understand the same thing. Yes. Be faithful with the word. Be faithful with your ministry. Stay there. God has put you in a village, in a town, in a city. And the campus amongst young people, be faithful. I saw a man who groomed us when we were young. He's still about 30 years I've known him there. He's still there. That's something I saw as a young man. I knew you can be faithful. You can stay with something for long. You can be there. From that church, from that fellowship, there will be men and women groomed for the body of Christ. From that place that you think is insignificant, you will begin to see people who will be champions of the gospel in the nations. just be faithful. Don't put your eyes on ready-made products. Love the process. Love the pain that goes, the labor. In years to come, you will look back and you'll be glad that you never faltered. In years to come, you will look back and you'll be glad. I know it's not going to be easy, but be faithful with your ministry. Be faithful. Stay there. If you do bulletins and all that, first few times, people will not even read it. The book we first published, we were doing the conference around Nigeria, Soul Winners Conference, and we now published Tell the World. 50 copies out of 1,000. We didn't have enough money to pick the rest till today. Till today. Whether the guys use it to do akara, we don't even know. Tell the world. But it's Tell the World, not read now all over the world. Yes. Be faithful. Be faithful. Things may be rough and tough. Stay there. The message will be heard. Men will be blessed. Men will be healed. Men will know Jesus. Stay with it. There's something in the life of God that makes us never to give up. We don't give up. We stay there. We stay there. We don't give up. No, we don't. We don't back down. We stay there. We're faithful. Five people came. You know, don't deceive yourself. If you used to have five people in your fellowship and the sixth person comes, there's a way you want to teach differently. You say, I'm telling you, God's word is real. Just one soul. So I understand the place where people come. But it's one person, teach. Two, be faithful. Be faithful, be faithful, be faithful. Be faithful. Don't say, I sense God is sending me to Abuja. How? Because the people in your community, they are not quality souls. All they want to do is evangelism, evangelism. Is that what I'm going to chop? Quality souls. Those that will say, Pastor, you've been a blessing. The car side is your own. I knew God sent me here. Not those who will say, Pastor, can you take me in your car and drop me? Look at the person. Let him that is taught in word communicate to him that teaches in all good things. Be faithful. See, I'm faithful with God's call upon my life. I'm faithful with my personal devotion. I'm faithful with those who are under me and over me in the Lord. I'm faithful with young people. I am faithful with relationships the Lord has put in my life. I will keep them for decades and decades to come. I am faithful with the message of the gospel. I am faithful with my ministry. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost song. I'm faithful. I'm faithful. I'm faithful. I'm faithful. Faithful. Be faithful. Faithful with your personal walk. Faithful with those under you and those over you. Faithful with the youth. Faithful with relationships in your life. Faithful with the message. And faithful with the ministry. Pray in the Holy Ghost.